This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Even though CEO John Stumpf is now gone, the troubles at Wells Fargo are most definitely not. The bank's earnings come out tomorrow, and it's still the subject of criminal probes and boycotts. It's also facing at least two class action lawsuits from workers who say they were fired, not for participating in the fake account scandal, but for refusing to. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more on that.
When Claudia Ponce de Leon started working for Wells Fargo in 2000, she was 22, and she was good at it.
I was a teller, then I became a customer service representative, a banker, an assistant manager, a manager.
By 2011, she was managing a branch in Pomona, California. There were these intense daily quotas for opening accounts and lines of credit, and she noticed one of her staff tricking customers to make them think they had to get new accounts. So she reported that person to her managers, HR, and the ethics hotline.
I thought I was doing the right thing.
Within a month, she, Claudia, was fired for reasons she says were made up. And since then, lots of stories have come out alleging this kind of retaliation. Claudia's not surprised by that.
A lot of people knew, but just it turned the other way because at the end of the day, everyone gets an incentive.
Those incentives were key. Bankers and their managers were rewarded for high sales numbers. Attorney Jonathan Delshad recently filed a class action lawsuit in California and a federal suit on behalf of employees who say they were fired after refusing to cheat to meet quotas. Many say the people who did cheat were kept on or even promoted. In just the past couple weeks, he says,
over 1,000 former employees have contacted me. Each one of their stories is pretty much cookie cutter the same.
And the stories fly directly in the face of what Wells Fargo has said, which is that it fired anyone involved in the cheating. End of story. The company has now stopped using individual sales goals, apologized to its customers, and in a statement this week says it doesn't tolerate retaliation. Anastasia Crisman with the National Employment Law Project says the bankers who were subjected to this pressure cooker environment were vulnerable.
They tend to be very low paid.
And low-level bank workers are disproportionately women and people of color. Claudia Ponce de Leon says after Wells Fargo fired her, she lost her home, her savings. Now she's 39 and basically starting over. But since all this attention has been on Wells Fargo, she says one thing has gotten better.
Finally, let people believe me. Just having the truth come out, I think more than anything, it's just relief.
It's a relief, yes, but it comes a little late. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.